Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
Business in South Africa is increasingly concerned over the new tensions in the Government of National Unity. So my question today is, how closely is this impasse right now going to impact on the body politic, given that all of this is before the courts? And perhaps more importantly, what type of outcome is needed as far as business is concerned? Martin Kingston is with Business for South Africa. He's the chair. It's an alliance, as you know, of South African business leaders working with the government and other social partners to step up, lead, and help create a deliverable and sustainable solution for South Africa. Martin, a very warm welcome to you. And maybe let's start with your temperature reading. How concerned is business right now about developments within the GNU?
So I think that business is very concerned. We're concerned about the global macro environment. I'm sure we'll come on to that. We've got unprecedented levels of volatility and unpredictability. And the same goes, obviously, for any tensions within the Government of National Unity. We, as business, welcomed it when it was announced. We want to crowd in as many skills and capabilities as we can from wheresoever they can be sourced. B4SA is, I think, an example of such, as is the partnership with government. And the sooner that we have certainty and we can make sure that we've got all of the requisite skills, you know, supporting the trajectory that you talked about, which is one that has to have as its absolute mantra, inclusive growth. And when we talk about inclusive growth, we're talking about inclusive growth well in excess of 3% on a sustained basis. And we're a long way from that. Then that is the most important area of focus for us.
What do you think the impact currently is of the uncertainty that exists?
Well, I think that obviously in any environment such as the one in which we find ourselves, and it's unfortunate that the South African environment now, political environment, is magnified by what we're seeing globally, let alone obviously the US-SA relationship, that people become very skittish. Their concern about their long-term commitments and, you know, the ability to generate jobs, and that's really everybody's primary focus and needs to be that, is a function of economic growth, a function itself of investment, primarily private sector. People sit and they watch what is happening rather than commit, unless they can see through, if you like, the storm. And at the moment, I would argue that people can't. So we would be concerned that any instability, by definition, is removed as a matter of urgency, and that we have that certainty, predictability, and as I said, a commitment to crowd in skills and expertise in support of the structural adjustment that we need and reform as a country. And that's what we've said consistently since the formation of the partnership.
And as you rightly point out, suddenly those stakes are exponentially higher given the global tariff crisis, fears of a recession, and the world share sell-off that we've seen.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, I think nobody is able to predict what is going to happen in the context of what seems to be the beginning of a global tariff war or trade war between very major economic powers. And we, unfortunately, are just going to be the grass that gets trampled on, like so many other countries, particularly in Africa, should that be the case. I mean, if, for the sake of argument, AGOA is not extended beyond September, or indeed if South Africa is not retained within the AGOA structure, there are jobs, and indeed there's an impact on GDP that is at risk. By the same token, we've seen over the last few days extraordinary carnage, is probably the right way to put it, on the stock markets around the world, volatility in the context of currencies. That makes it very difficult for people to take any decisions at all. We need to sort of, you know, hang on. Our focus, of course, is not in the here and now. I mean, our focus is putting in place as business arrangements and processes that can support structural reform, which opens the gateway for more efficient processes in South Africa, and indeed for business to play an appropriate role in spearheading economic growth. And when I say appropriate, you know, with due regard to the role of the state in an appropriately regulated environment. And all of that, I fear, will be the subject of sort of a brake being put on and applied until such time as we have greater certainty as to what is going to emerge, both in respect of the global environment. And I'm not just talking, of course, of the macroeconomic environment, but also the major flashpoints that we know are taking place around the world, be it Russia and Ukraine, be it the Middle East, being some of the civil wars that we're seeing within Africa and the instability there. All of that fundamentally has a major impact upon our ability to take considered decisions and implement them for the medium and the long term.
As far as the GNU is concerned, bringing it back to home, it would seem the waters at the weekend, though, got a little choppier. President Ramaphosa asserting that business can't dictate to government in terms of the direction and the formulation of the GNU. That would be worrying, surely.
Yeah, well, I think that what the president said, of course, is correct. I mean, we would agree with that. I mean, the government must take its own decisions, and ultimately those decisions fall exclusively within the ambit and the responsibility of President Ramaphosa. Business, in my view, is a critical stakeholder. It's proved itself to be such, both during the pandemic, the early days and the vaccination rollout, and over the last 2 years in the partnership with government spanning, as you will know, and we've discussed before, Jeremy, energy, transport and logistics, crime and corruption. We've now included sort of unemployment with a particular focus on youth unemployment at the request of the president. We're now examining water, which may present many of the same challenges as energy and transport and logistics. So we're a stakeholder that is heavily invested, both literally and metaphorically, in the well-being of the country, not only for our businesses, but actually for our children and our grandchildren, and for those that are the most disadvantaged in the country. So do I think that we should use that inappropriate way? Absolutely not. I think that it's correct that we should demonstrate that we continue to be committed to working with the government of the day. That has been our mantra from the beginning of the partnership, regardless of the outcome of the elections, provided that the government is committed to the same values and reforms as we are, and that is manifest in the government's commitment to Operation William Glenna 2.0, for example, and the issues that are the subject matter of cooperation in the partnership. It would be absolutely inappropriate for anybody to assume that business should be telling government, this government, a future government or a previous government, what to do. That is not correct.
But difficult for government, I would imagine, and this is a final question, to balance political unity on the one side, and that's the GNU, with economic pragmatism.
Yeah, well, I think that that is a challenge that obviously this government, but many governments face. For us, as for business, economic pragmatism is what actually must, if you like, trump all other considerations. Economic pragmatism that results in, as I said, sustained inclusive economic growth, and provides us with a way of dealing with the level of unemployment that currently confronts the country. And I would imagine that that must be, you know, the primary consideration for any government, the one we have today or ones that we'll have in the future, Jeremy.
Martin Kingston, as always, thank you very much indeed.
Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.